Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with a circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to another edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Our guests again today, Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
And Ringmaster and Performance Director, Dave Salutis, with us this morning as well.
Ladies and... Oh, it's not yet time for that.
Well, I tell you, it's a little early, but we love getting up this time of day and telling all of you folks about what's happening under the tent at Circus World. Scott, I want to go over to you first, because something we want to start talking about early here is, because we're going to need the public's help on this, is the fact that there's going to be a big circus homecoming here in Baraboo in July, this during the same week as the Big Top Parade coming up on the 23rd of July. But that week big, and Circus World is playing a big role in the homecoming.
Yeah, you know, this idea came out of course, the announcement of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey ceasing their touring operations come May. And we thought about all the people and all of our friends that, you know, needed to get together and laugh and tell some stories and give each other a big hug. So the Ringling Homecoming came to be, and we've invited any past and current Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus performer or crew. If you were on the train crew or the elephant department, or you sold popcorn and cotton candy, you're all invited back to town. You know, the circus, Ringling Brothers Circus, started here in Baraboo, and in many ways now it comes home spiritually to Baraboo to give it life into the future. So for 4 days around the parade, we're going to have a homecoming unlike maybe any other town in America. Not too many homecomings feature contortionists, clowns, human cannonball artists, ringmasters, and purveyors of cotton candy and snow cones. So 4 days of exciting events around town, and also featuring all of these members as our honored Grand Marshal in this year's 5th anniversary Baraboo's Big Top Parade and Circus Celebration. You know, these folks welcomed us into their home for the last 146 years, so we're inviting them back into our home. And one of the most beautiful things that has come out of the homecoming is so many people around the community said, you know, some of these people will be out of work, newly out of work, and they might not be able to afford a hotel when they come to the homecoming, so we'd like to be a host family. So we've opened that up to the general population here in Baraboo, and the response has been just absolutely outstanding. If you want to be a host family, if you've ever had the wish to share your home with a contortionist, cannonball artist, or clown, the opportunity exists. If you go to Circus World's website, which is www.circusworldbaraboo.org, you will find on the homepage a registration tab. You just click on that, enter in your information, and we will get you together with a mightily appreciative circus performer who will be coming to town.
Well, let's delve into this a bit more. Dave, if you would, tell us when you and Scott began to get this idea, because it's not that many weeks ago, and just fill us in behind the scenes, if you would, how quickly the excitement has grown with this whole idea.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Of course, when we got a heads up that this Ringling announcement was coming at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, it hit, and Scott called me almost immediately and said, we're going to have to do a statement. This is going to be big, because we were starting to get feelers out from the media. And because we had done a piece before for the AP, and not knowing really what was coming down the road, we had our kind of our radar out, and we said, this seems kind of strange. Why would they ask if Ringling ever went away? What would it mean? And so we kind of knew something was coming, but we didn't know what. And when the announcement hit, we had to respond quickly. So that was our first response, was to put out a statement from Circus World about that situation. But almost the next day, Scott said, you know, we should invite everybody back. Everybody do a big group hug here in Baraboo, the spiritual home of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. And it resonated with everybody we talked to, and it took off like wildfire.
Let's talk a bit about that wildfire, Scott, if we can, because I have just enough background to ask this question. You know, the parade committee was in the midst of thinking about who do we get for Grand Marshal this year, and they were in the thinking process when this all began to evolve. And as you mentioned here earlier, the Grand Marshal folks this year are going to be those who come home for the homecoming. I have heard numbers of well over 100 have already committed themselves.
Yeah, that's very true. Well over 100 have already registered. That's pretty good. You know, it's February for a July event. And circus folk are not normally known for planning that far in advance in many ways, because you never know what the next phone call or next gig opportunity might be. So we're greatly encouraged by it. You know, Baraboo was recently featured in a New York Times article, which called it sort of the mecca of all things circus. And that's really true. You know, between ourselves, the Al Ringling Theater, the International Clown Hall of Fame, the two Ringling Mansions, there is such an amazing Ringling circus heritage that this town has, and it's unequal to anywhere in the country. So the synergy of bringing all of these institutions together to be sort of the host committee for all of our friends and family that will be coming home for those 4 days. It's going to be exciting, you know, starting with the concert on the square on Thursday night. Professor Jerry Stitch always does an amazing job with his community band. I mean, nobody plays classic circus music quite like Professor Jerry. And Dave is usually there warbling out some of the great circus classics. But to invite some of the circus band members and circus ringmasters that might be in town to join in that celebration. Friday, so many things around town, including a pretty special big screen showing of Cecil B. DeMille's The Greatest Show on Earth at the Al Ringling Theater. We're also trying to, there's a couple of performers that are still with us that were actually featured in that film, and we are trying to see if they might be able to travel and join us and maybe do a talk back before that movie begins. So that'll be an exciting opportunity. Of course, Saturday with the parade has a new time, which is 11 a.m. It'll be stepping off. Father Jerry Hogan, the National Circus Chaplain, will be joining us, and he's promised us no rain like this past year. He's put in a good call with the man upstairs for some sunshine. So it's going to be so much. The schedule of the events for the weekend you can find on any of the Associated Attractions web pages, the International Clown Hall of Fame, Circus World, the Al Ringling Theater, or the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott and Dave, I want to get back into the fact that these folks are coming home that have been associated with Ringling Circuses for our homecoming in July. I thought while Scott was talking in that last segment, I was thinking about you, Dave, because in July, as we get close to the parade date, you go through quite a process at the museum in setting out how the lineup is going to come about on parade day. Now, if you would imagine 100 plus, and we don't know what the final number will be just yet, all these folks serving as Grand Marshal, paint us a mental picture the best you can. What will this parade look like, at least at the beginning?
Right. Well, one of the challenges is getting everybody to actually register to be a participant well in advance so that we have at least 2 weeks to lay out the parade order, make sure we don't have two musical units together, too many floats without a circus wagon or an animal or some other type of unit. You have to do the pacing that way so that you vary the contents of the parade and make it visually interesting for people to watch.
One thing for certain, it will be colorful. You know, we always say that because we're able to add those great wagons from historic wagons from Circus World, but I'm sure a lot of these folks are going to be in dress and costume, and wow, what a look.
It really is. It's an amazing event. It's a hometown Americana plus.
And as you both said earlier in this show, where else are you going to be able to see this? This is a one-time event.
It's a one-time event, as so many in this community always say, you got to love Baraboo. I mean, it's pretty amazing that all of these international and global entities originated here in Baraboo, and many still are here in Baraboo. I mean, it's Norman Rockwell Americana at its best. To come and stand around a charming downtown square that looks the exact same as it did at the turn of the century, to see these wagons go by and the clankety clump of the wheels and pulled by big Percheron horses, and to hear the band thundering and blistering on top, and all of the community floats. I mean, it really is a throwback, in a sense, to all things good in America. I mean, it's just pure family entertainment at its best.
One last item before I go over to another subject today. That has to do with the fact that in the Thursday edition of the News Republic, a feature story talking about the fact that two of our great circus mansions here in Baraboo are getting into the act, too.
Yeah, they absolutely are. They will be offering tours both to the general public and both to our homecoming participants. They'll also be doing some special events. Joe over at the Al Ringling Mansion is going to be doing a little bit of a lecture series in the Al Ringling or the Lou Ringling Ballroom. He's also going to be doing some genre-specific music on the verandas for the week as well. That'll be right before both the movie on Friday night and right before the concert on the square on Thursday. At the Ringling House, they are going to be doing an ice cream and root beer float social on Sunday for everybody, as well as tours of that magnificent operation. You know, they are an active bed and breakfast, so not always do you have an opportunity to tour unless you're a guest, but the doors will be open at certain times throughout the weekend so people can embrace this amazing heritage from this community.
The Circus Homecoming, coming to Baraboo July 21st through the 23rd, and of course the grand 5th annual Big Top Parade here in Baraboo that Saturday, new time, as Scott mentioned, 11 o'clock. Okay, Ringmaster, put on your performance director cap.
You got it.
All right, let's hear more about the summer season coming up at Circus World.
Amazing juggler from Brooklyn, New York, Jacob D'Estacio. You're going to love him. A young gentleman that's a unicycle artist. Began when he was 6 years old. He's now all of 18, and he is magnificent. Wesley O. Williams. Jenny Vidbell coming from the East Coast, right off of the Big Apple Circus, with 18 equines, yes, 18, count them, horses, ponies, miniature horses. She's got a couple goats, dogs, and a pig named Velma to throw into the mix. We've got Adilson Fernandez coming back. He's the gentleman last year who stacked 8 chairs, one on top of the other, almost to the top of the Big Top. Well, we've got a bigger Big Top this year, so he has more chairs coming. He's going to go for 10, and who knows what it'll be by the end of the summer. It's all taking place on a platform that will rotate. So that's going to be just a thriller chiller of an act. We've also got coming back our elephants, when we're also thrilled about that. A new elephant presenter and his girlfriend, significant other, Candace Storley, also is going to be our aerialist this year. The clowns, Steve and Ryan, are back, and they're going to present their own clown show called Nothing But Nonsense, Part Duh.
I knew it was coming back, but I didn't know it was Part Duh.
Yeah, Part Duh.
Part Duh. And I think we can capitalize and build on that.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to have a salute to Wisconsin. I'm sure it's going to be all things cheese, brats, and polkas. So it's going to be a lot of fun with those guys.
We look forward to hearing more from you, Dave, and more shows as we go on here, talking about the summer season coming up, which opens on
May 19th.
And remember, Circus World is here to stay.
That's right.
Yes,
we are open all summer long. Come on down.
Remember that day of May 19th, because 2 days later is the last show of this current touring Ringling Brothers. So many people think that we're closing on May 21st. We are not closing. I don't know how many times we can say that loud enough. We are so excited about the show that we have this summer, and we invite everybody to come down. As Dave just told you, it's going to be a rock'em sock'em Big Top. Not only that, we have a pretty nifty theme this year.
Yeah.
One of the big shows on TV is That 70s Show. Well, what's That 70s Circus down at Circus World this year? It's also the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever. That'll date all of us. So we are going to capitalize on that fun under the Big Top.
And that's another edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. Our thanks today to Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director. They'll be back again with us next week. We'll be with you right up until parade time on the 23rd of July, each and every Thursday and Friday morning, so be sure and join us. Our show, as always, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That's Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.